Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April the 25th, 2006. The Israeli army invade Nablus twice in one day, arrest 9 and during the re-invasion arrest 1 more. Hamas spokesperson arrested in the West Bank. The villages of Al-Yamon and Marka both invaded. Building work resumes on the wall at Hebron. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli armed forces invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and arrested 9 residents, among them a 50-year-old woman, on Tuesday morning. The arrestees were identified as Hussein Abul Al-Iz, Mohammed Takaka, Hassan Zaran, Saeed Hoda, Saeed Katani, Anas Hamdan, Osama Sawahla, Abdul Al-Halim Sobi, 17, and Wafika Abdallah, 50, local sources reported. Soldiers and army vehicles stormed the city and then surrounded the refugee camp and village before arresting the 9 and taking them to unknown destinations. Israeli armed forces invaded the West Bank city of Nablus for the second time on Tuesday afternoon and arrested Mohammed Ikmal. Soldiers and army jeeps again stormed the city following the morning invasion in which 9 residents were arrested. Mohammed Ikmal, who is a university student, was arrested after troops searched several homes. Other homes are still surrounded in an ongoing military operation, eyewitnesses reported. Dr. Ghassan Hamdan, the head of the Palestinian Medical Relief Services in Nablus, describes the situation from the ground.
There was a wide-scale military invasion across the city in which more than 12 residents were arrested, among them an old woman. She was detained and interrogated for more than 6 hours. For the last 4 hours, there have been clashes with the army on Amman Road. 6 residents have been injured due to the shooting targeting the kids confronting the army with stones.
Farahat Assad, the Hamas West Bank spokesperson, was arrested by the Israeli army late Monday night. Assad was arrested after troops surrounded his home in the West Bank city of Ramallah and broke in, his wife reported. The army released Assad from jail in September 2005 following a 6-month detention. The Israeli army invaded the village of Al-Yamon in the West Bank city of Jenin Tuesday morning. Several army vehicles entered the village allegedly seeking wanted people, whom after failing to locate, the soldiers then started a campaign of harassment by firing sound bombs at homes, local sources reported. According to residents, this treatment has occurred on a daily basis for the last few months. The Israeli armed forces arrested 1 resident from Marka village, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, Tuesday at dawn. Troops and army vehicles entered the village, searched several homes and conducted humiliating interrogations before arresting 1 man, eyewitnesses reported. The name of the arrestee was not issued. The Israeli army invaded Al-Obayat village, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and arrested 3 residents Tuesday morning. Ahmed Obayat, 20, Ahwad Obayat, 36, and Shadi Obayat, 26, were arrested after troops stormed the village and searched several houses. An Israeli army unit installed a military checkpoint at Barak Soliman near the Ahada village entrance in the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday morning. Soldiers stopped and searched cars, checked the IDs of passing residents. The searches and checks caused serious delays, which meant many people missed work and school, eyewitnesses reported. Scores of farmers and landowners, in addition to a number of residents, gathered at the land to the east of Hebron in the West Bank, where Israeli bulldozers started to prepare for the construction of the annexation wall on Tuesday. A number of international peace activists from the International Solidarity Movement and the Christian Peacemaker Team, CPT, were also there with the families and the farmers. The main purpose of the gathering was to try to prevent the construction of the wall near Yatta and Tawani villages. The Israeli army imposed tough military procedure to prevent the activists and the families from protesting. that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media website at www.imemc. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.